Masechet Menachot Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Shete Menachot Shelo Nikmetzu V'Nitarvu Zo Bazo. You have two Menachot offerings that Kemitzah was not done to them yet, and they became partially mixed. They became, let's say, right next to each other, and the middle of them was mixed. So what do we do with those two offerings? If you have the unmixed part of the Menachot, if they're large enough independently on their own to take kemitzah from one side and the other, and you're not going to have a mixture, so you're not going to have flour from the mixed part, kesherot, both mincha offerings are considered to be valid. V'im lav, pesulot, but if not, then they are both not valid. The kometz has to be from each separate mincha, that's the way it has to be, and if you have a kometz from flour from a separate mincha offering, it would be problematic. Second case. If you have a kometz that was taken from one mincha and it became mixed with another mincha that the kemitzah wasn't done to it yet, you shouldn't burn the mixture on the mizbeach, because it's not proper to burn something on the mizbeach unless there's a mitzvah to do so. And in this case, even though one of the kometz has been done on the first mincha, the second mincha did not have a kometz removed from it, and it's a problem to burn on the mizbeach. So Hachamim said in this case, don't do it. Lo yaktid, don't burn it on the mizbeach. V'im hektid, but if you did burn it on the mizbeach anyway, zoshinik mitzah alta la be'alim, the mincha from which the kometz was taken counts towards the obligation of its owner, and it fulfills what they had to do. Vezoshilonik mitzah lo alta la be'alim, and the mincha that had not yet had the kemitzah done to it does not count to the owner towards the obligation they may have had, and they would have to bring another one. Third case, nitarev kumsa b'shiareha. The kometz of a mincha that was already separated, it became mixed with the remainder, the remaining flour that was supposed to be eaten by the people. Or it got mixed with the remainder of another mincha. Lo yaktid, not allowed to burn that mixture on the mizbeach, because there's again a prohibition to burn the remainder of mincha on the mizbeach. V'imiktir al tala ba'alim. But if he did burn it anyway on the mizbeach, the kometz is considered to have been offered, and therefore it counts towards the obligation of the owner of the mincha, and he has fulfilled his obligation. A kometz could become disqualified in a number of ways before it's put onto the mizbeach. We'll now talk about a mincha that was, the kometz was disqualified, but it was burned on the mizbeach anyway. Nitma ha-kometz, if the kometz became tameh, v'hikrivo, and the kohen offered it anyway, he wasn't supposed to, but he did it. Hitzitz meratzeh, the tzitz causes it to be accepted, and the mincha is valid. The tzitz, which is the headband worn by the Kohen Gadol. Now the Torah tells us that when you have certain types of improper offerings, the fact that the tzitz is being worn by the Kohen Gadol causes them to be accepted, even though they're not supposed to be offered in the first place. And yatsa, the kometz was taken out of the courtyard of the Bet HaMikdash or the Mishkan, v'hikrivo, and the Kohen offered it anyway. En hatzitz meratzeh, the tzitz does not cause it to be accepted, and the mincha is not valid. The tzitz only has the power to cause something that became tameh that was offered on the mizbeach to be accepted, but it does not have the power to cause something that was taken outside of the courtyard to be accepted.